We're all about pushing limits here, right? Chasing that runner's high, you know, that feeling after an awesome workout.
Absolutely.
But what about when our bodies, our knees specifically, say, nope, not today?
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today. It's all about knee cartilage repair and how to keep you in the game.
And we're not just scratching the surface. We're going deep on the what and the why so you feel totally prepared to make the best choices for your active life.
Like, our main guide today is a blog post from the experts over at Rothman Orthopedic Institute. They are leaders in cartilage restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like always, we're bringing in even more research and medical sources to give you the complete picture. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Perfect. So first things first, we got to understand, like, what even is cartilage and why should we care?
Yeah.
So imagine your knee joint is like a super high performance bike.
Right.
You know, you got all those fine-tuned parts working perfectly together. And cartilage, that's your premium, top-of-the-line shock absorption system.
It's that slick, protective layer that lets your bones move smoothly without, you know, without it, every step would be bone on bone.
Ouch. I can, like, feel the impact just thinking about it. And here's the thing. I bet some of you know this firsthand. Cartilage is really bad at healing itself. It's like that one friend who can't bounce back from a hangnail. Why is that?
Well, it really comes down to blood supply. Or should I say the lack of it. Cartilage just doesn't have that direct blood supply like your muscles or your bones do. And that blood flow, that's key. That's what delivers all the good stuff, the nutrients and cells that are needed to repair. So when cartilage gets damaged, it's a totally different story than, say, a muscle strain.
That makes a lot of sense. So for our listeners who are out there crushing it, you know, who really depend on their knees to be in top shape.
This is where paying attention is so important. Even minor damage can easily turn into a much bigger issue.
Yeah.
It starts subtly, a little ache here, some stiffness there. But if you ignore those early signs, you could be setting yourself up for long-term pain, that awful feeling of your knee giving way. It can even make everyday activities difficult, let alone those fitness goals.
It's like ignoring that weird sound your car engine makes.
That's exactly.
You're fine for a while, but eventually.
And here's the thing. Even moderate exercise can actually help protect your cartilage. There's some really interesting research from the National Library of Medicine that shows regular moderate exercise, especially for people with knee osteoarthritis, can actually help keep their cartilage healthy.
Wait, really? So it's not all doom and gloom?
Not at all.
Tell me more.
It might seem counterintuitive, but think about it this way. When you exercise moderately, it helps circulate your synovial fluid. That's the fluid that lubricates your joints. Mm-hmm. Think of it like oil in a car engine. It helps nourish the cartilage and keeps everything running smoothly.
So moderate exercise, it's like giving your knees a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
Synovial fluid, that is.
But
let's be real. Things don't always go as planned. Sometimes we push a little too hard or, you know, accidents happen. How do we know when we've gone from a minor glitch to a serious cartilage problem?
That is the question, isn't it? And it's not always obvious right away, you know, those early signs. Super subtle.
Yeah.
A little ache after a run that hangs around a little longer than usual, or maybe your knee is stiff in the morning, you know, makes you wonder how you even slept.
Been there. You try to convince yourself it's nothing. I'm just feeling it a bit more than usual.
Okay.
But when does pushing through the pain become, like, a really bad idea?
That's when tuning into your body is key. You wouldn't ignore a strange noise coming from your car engine, right? That clicking in your knee, that ache that never goes away, that's your body's check engine light. Ignore those signs. Well, not only could you be sidelined from your workouts for a while, but it can actually impact your quality of life in a major way down the road. Even more than severe osteoarthritis, according to some research.
Wow, I had no idea it could be that serious. So we're not just talking about missing a few workouts.
Right.
We're talking about
potentially not being able to do the things you love, period. Playing with your kids, going for a hike with your friends, even just walking comfortably. Early detection can make all the difference.
Okay, you've convinced me. Early detection is key. But let's break it down. What should we actually be on the lookout for? Like, what are the signs? It's more than just your typical wear and tear.
So on top of the, like, you know, that persistent pain and stiffness we were talking about, pay close attention to any weird sounds coming from your knee.
Okay.
Clicking, popping, grinding. You don't want any of those sounds as your new workout playlist.
Oh, the clicking. I've definitely experienced that. It's like there's a tiny drummer in my knee just going wild. Not really the beat I'm going for.
And definitely not something to ignore. Those sounds, they usually mean that the cartilage is compromised, and the sooner you get it checked out, the better your chances are of stopping more damage from happening.
Makes sense. And this has got to be especially important for athletes, right? I mean, they're really putting their bodies through it day after day.
Absolutely. And the numbers are pretty crazy. Did you know that studies show something like 25%, that's 1 in 4?
Mm-hmm.
Athletes experience some level of cartilage damage at some point.
25%.
Wow.
So this isn't just a small thing. It's definitely something that anyone who's active should be aware of. Okay. So let's say you've been diagnosed with a cartilage issue. What happens next? What can be done to, you know, actually repair the damage and get people back to doing the things they love?
Well, the good news is that cartilage repair has advanced so much. There are tons of treatment options out there. And the experts over at Rothman, they really emphasize that finding the right treatment for each person, that's key.
Yeah, it's not one size fits all, right?
Exactly. Everybody's body is different. Everyone has their own activity level. And the damage itself can be, you know, different sizes and in different spots. There's no magic solution that works for everyone. Our Rothman source, they outlined a whole bunch of cutting-edge techniques that they specialize in. Things like microfracture surgery, ACI and MACI, OATS, that stands for osteochondral autograft transplantation system, but, you know, people just call it mosaicplasty, and then for really serious damage, there's cartilage transplantation.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. I'm kind of having flashbacks to my anatomy class.
Right.
Can we break those down a bit? Like, what are the main differences between all those techniques, and how do they actually work to fix the cartilage?
Absolutely. Let's start with microfracture surgery. Sounds kind of intense, right? But it's actually minimally invasive. Basically, what they do is create these tiny little fractures in the bone right underneath the damaged cartilage.
Okay, so like tiny little jackhammers in there. What's the point of making even more fractures?
Ooh, it's all about kickstarting your body's natural healing response. So those little fractures, they create this blood clot that over time turns into new tissue that's a lot like cartilage. It might not be exactly the same as the original cartilage, but it's pretty close.
So it's like hitting the reset button on your knees, shock absorbers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about those other options, the ACI and MECI? Those sound way more high tech.
Oh, they definitely are. ACI stands for autologous chondrocyte implantation, and MACI is matrix-induced autologous chondrocyte implantation. So basically, they both start with taking a small sample of your own cartilage cells.
Okay. So they take your cells and use them to like rebuild the damaged cartilage. That is amazing. Talk about personalized medicine.
I know, it's really incredible. With ACI, they grow those cells in a lab for a few weeks. Then they do a second surgery to put them back into your knee. They use a special patch to keep everything in place. MACI is similar, but instead of a patch, they grow the cells on a scaffold, and that's what gets implanted into your knee.
So cool. It's like they're giving your knee its own little cartilage farm.
Yeah.
That is amazing. What about OTS?
Yeah. OTS or mosaicplasty, that's a little different. So instead of using cells, they take small plugs of healthy cartilage from somewhere else in your knee, a place that doesn't have to carry as much weight, and then they use those plugs to fill in the damaged areas.
So it's like a transplant, but for your cartilage.
Exactly. And then for those really severe cases where there's a lot of damage, they might do a cartilage transplantation. And that's where they use donor cartilage to replace the damaged stuff.
Wow. So we've got tiny fractures, cell transplants, full-on transplants. There are so many options. I imagine choosing the right one is a pretty big deal. What are some of the things that go into making that decision?
Definitely a big decision. Age is a big factor. Younger patients might do better with something like microfracture or ACI, while older patients might be better off with OATS or even a transplant. Activity level is another big one. Someone who works out casually on the weekends is going to have totally different needs than a pro athlete, right? And then, of course, the size of the damage and where it is, those are important too.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from those early warning signs of cartilage trouble to some really amazing repair techniques. But I got to ask the million-dollar question for anyone who loves to stay active. When can I get back in the game?
Right.
Everyone wants to know that magic date.
It's true. Surgery is only part of the picture. Recovery, that's huge for getting back to doing what you love. And luckily, we've got some awesome resources that can give us some answers. The FAQ from Brigham and Women's Hospital, they break it down really well.
Okay, so no sugarcoating. What are we talking timeline-wise?
Okay. So every case is different, of course, but we can definitely lay out a general timeline for our listeners out there who are itching to get moving again. Imagine this. Just a few weeks after surgery, you're back on the stationary bike, feeling the wind in your hair. Well, maybe not wind, but you get the idea. You're moving.
Okay, I'll take it. Baby steps. Got to get those legs spinning again.
Exactly. Then maybe 8 to 12 weeks out, you're easing back into the pool, enjoying that nice low-impact workout.
Ah, the pool. Easy on the joints, but man, such a great workout.
The best. And then this is the moment you've been waiting for around that one-year mark. You're finally lacing up your shoes, feeling the ground beneath your feet as you start to jog again.
Music to my ears. But this is gradual, right? We're not talking sprinting out of the gate on day one.
You got it. It's all about listening to your body, following your doctor's orders, and slowly building back up to your old activity level. And here's a little dose of good news from the research. Studies have actually shown that techniques like microfracture can be really successful over the long term. Some patients are still doing great even 11 years later.
Now that is what I call a comeback. So it's clear that knee cartilage repair, it's a journey. But with the right knowledge and the right care, it's a journey that can definitely lead you back to an amazing active life.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Understanding what your options are and finding a great orthopedic surgeon, those are absolutely key. And this deep dive, it's given you a solid foundation to build on.
For sure. Now, before we wrap up, I'm curious. Knowing just how common cartilage injuries are, especially for athletes, what's one thing our listeners can do starting today to protect their knees? What can they do to maybe even prevent ever having to go through this whole thing?
Ah, the big question. It really all comes down to prevention. So think about it. Are you warming up properly before your workouts? Are you wearing shoes that give you good support? Have you thought about adding more low-impact exercises to your routine? Those little things, they can make a world of difference.
So much good stuff to think about. And for all of you who want to go even deeper on preventing injuries and optimizing your workouts, stay tuned because we've got an entire episode coming up dedicated to exactly that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into knee cartilage repair. Here's to strong, healthy knees for everyone.